Royal Family is Trying to Undermine New Memoir, Harry Tells Stephen Colbert. By Peter Cattell on January 11, 2023. Prince Harry has claimed that both the British press and royal family have been trying to undermine his recently published memoir during an interview with Stephen Colbert. Woke royal Prince Harry told Stephen Colbert that both elements within the UK press, as well as his own family, have been waging a campaign to undermine his recently released memoir during an interview on Tuesday night. It comes as reports claim that the memoir, titled Spare, is the fastest-selling non-fiction book in history despite recent reports that the turnout for its midnight launch in London was sparse. However, when asked about his treatment at the hands of both the British press and his own family, Prince Harry agreed that there was an active attempt by both parties to undermine his memoir, with the prince once again accusing the UK royals of being willing to work with critical elements within UK journalism. In particular, the prince took aim at the coverage of his time in Afghanistan, denouncing a claim that he boasted about killing 25 members of the Taliban while serving in the British military. "Without a doubt, the most dangerous thing they told is that I boasted about the number of people I killed in Afghanistan," Harry told the US talk show host, before adding that if he heard anyone boasting about that kind of thing, he would be angry. "But it is a lie," he went on to emphasize. "And it is really troubling and very disturbing that they can get away with it." Harry later went on to show Colbert the necklace that his brother, British heir to the throne Prince William, allegedly broke during a physical fight between the two. He also emphasized that he did not think that the family feud would have got to this point if his mother, Diana, was still alive. The interview with Colbert represents the latest volley in the war of words between Harry and his wife and the rest of the British royal family, with the wayward prince's memoir containing within it a number of major revelations seen as possibly being damaging to the House of Windsor. Such revelations appear to have bolstered its sales, with The Telegraph reporting the book is selling 400,000 hardback, ebook and audio format copies within its first day of it being on the shelves, making it the fastest-selling non-fiction book of all time. Despite such popularity, however, actual hype around the book's release has been rather muted, with a UK newspaper also reporting that turnout for the memoir's midnight launch in London was poorly attended. Nevertheless, Larry Finlay, managing director of publisher Transworld Penguin Random House, appears more than satisfied with the work's current performance, reportedly saying that sales are beyond his expectations. "We always knew this book would fly, but it is exceeding even our most bullish expectations," he reportedly declared. "As far as we know, the only books to have sold more in their first day are those starring the other Harry Potter." Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.